Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You waited all week. You kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You hid in your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
The Mouthing Off Nation has arrived, all 3 million of you. I am Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my beautiful co-host, Patricia Summerlin. What a show we have coming for you this week.
How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty damn good.
Okay.
I'm always right. Good.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Guess what, Eddie? We have NFL, college football, NHL. Wow, I'm glad to see NHL in there. And all the wonderful latest Heinz and Trophy winner. And I guess we'll like that winner. A lot of good things to talk about.
Yeah, you'll like that. Yeah, you're a homer, so you will like the Heisman Trophy winner. And you know something? The son of a gun doesn't deserve it. It should have been Bennett out of Georgia. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, with the culture, the woe culture that sucks, that I can't stand, they gave it to him, and he didn't deserve it. He really didn't deserve the Heisman Trophy. It's kind of like, you know, when Peyton Manning got screwed out of the trophy. And it's like, I'm the kind of guy that it is what it is. And, you know, Patricia, it is what it is.
That's a famous saying, Eddie. It is what it is, boy. I know. You know, and you go back to the woke. Yeah, the woke kind of giving, the wrong votes to the wrong people and giving Heisman trophies to the wrong people. I don't know. It's just turned upside down our world. And I'm so... I just got to say, the woke is a joke, Eddie, and I'm really disappointed.
No, it is. It really is. And you know something, all you woke son of a guns, anytime you want to come try me, please try me, because I'll slap the hell out of you. And so, you know something, Patricia, what we need to do?
Oh, I know what we need to do. We're going to be right back with more Mouthing Off.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives.
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's the best product I bought this year?
Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered.
How about a tech gift that's music to her ears?
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at great prices this holiday. And right now at Staples, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199. You save $50. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer ends 12/17. Limit 2 in-store only.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
Welcome to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts. I am Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, the beautiful, the one and the only Patricia Summerlin. We are going to talk about the 12 longest active playoff droughts in the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, Patricia.
Well, I'm excited, Eddie, especially about NHL, National Hockey League, because you know that's
my
love.
Yeah, you should be.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
After the Seattle Mariners ended a streak, no team, should ever want making the playoffs after 21 years, especially that many years.
You think?
Right. Longest streak without making the playoffs in all four major sports. That's just crazy. All right. Well, what do you have to say about that, Eddie?
Well, you know, that you're talking about sucks. That sucks. You know, I mean, it sucks for your fans and it sucks for everybody. I mean, from merchandise to everybody else. I mean, the Seattle Mariners, they are what they are. They're a bunch of losers and they always been that way. And, you know, I can't help it, you know, and it's sad. It's just really, really sad. And, you know, when you look at the number two guys, the Sacramento Kings with the NBA, 16 seasons. Last playoff appearance, Patricia, was 2005-2006. The longest playoff drought in NBA. Can you believe that? I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's NBA history. I mean, that's the longest in NBA history. And then you look at the third, the New York Jets. 11 seasons, last playoff. That was 2010, and that was Rex Ryan. He was a head coach. Rex Ryan's a hell of a coach. He's the one who won the Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens. And when you look at everything, Patricia, it's just, you know, it's really weird, you know, because they don't go get the players they need. They don't do what they need to do to build a team. They should have left Rex Ryan there and let him continue to do what he does. And he's really, really a good coach. Rex Ryan is really good. And that's Buddy Ryan's son.
Okay.
And Buddy Ryan, yeah, he was the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears back in the 80s. When they won the Super Bowl with McMahon. And you got to watch how you use that word, McMahon. But it's Jim McMahon, not Vince McMahon. And so
there you go. So I always think of Ed McMahon. You know. Remember Ed McMahon, Publishers Clearinghouse? Who doesn't remember Ed McMahon? Yes. But, you know, four NHL Buffalo Sabre 11 seasons since last.
That's NHL for you, buddy. You know?
Right. Playoff appearance. Yeah, boo on Buffalo. 2010 to 2011. Five Philadelphia Phillies, 10 seasons until this year made the World Series, but lost to the Astros, as we know.
You think?
All right. And six Major League Baseball, Detroit Tiger, 8 seasons. Last playoff, 2014. Number 7, LA Dodgers.
That's your boys. Huh. That's it.
I know. 8 seasons, LA Dodgers. They're always good, you know. No one can say anything bad about Don Blue.
They had the best. Oh, please. They had the best record in baseball and sucked. They couldn't win the big one. You know?
Yeah, but they're still the LA Dodgers. They've got more fans than fans have fans. 2014, playoff appearance. And there you go. Wow. That's crazy, Eddie. 8 Kansas City Royals, 7 seasons. Last 2015, 9 Pittsburgh Pirates and 7 seasons. 2015, 10 Texas Rangers. And they had 6 seasons in 2016. Number 11 is the NBA Charlotte Hornets with 6 seasons. And the last is 2015 to 16 for them. Wow. And then we have my Detroit Red Wings, which is the National Hockey League. I like the Red Wings.
That's
yes,
the
I
last
do.
One.
That's I know. It. The 6 seasons, 2015 to 2016. Wow. Okay, Eddie. That's interesting. That's my team. Go Kopitar. Anzi Kopitar, number 11. He rules. You can't tell me any other. No way. Anzi Kopitar. He's actually, if it wasn't for him, they probably would never score.
Yeah, whatever blows your skirt up, you know. It's like, that's your deal. And, you know, when I look at, like, the Charlotte Hornets, you know, the Charlotte Hornets, you know, they've sucked forever. They're like the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic have sucked ever since Shaq left.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can remember the years. And my dear friend Dennis Newman was a play-by-play guy. And, for years for the Orlando Magic. And he left the Magic. And that's their loss, not – you know, the Magic always lose. You know, it's kind of like the Hornets. When we talk about losers, they're big losers. When you look at the Orlando Magic, people call them the Orlando Tragic.
Right.
Because there's no magic with them, Patricia, period.
No, that magic died. And you know what, Addie, what we're going to do, talking about magic that died, we're going to all bust it up.
All busted up.
Well, my all busted up. Let me tell you who my all busted up is. P.S. It's the one and the only, the Dallas Cowboys tight end, Jake Ferguson. You know, he was ruled out, and it's sad about this. He was ruled out with a head injury and a neck injury. And, you know, we've talked about concussions, and we've talked about, you know, everything to about this. But he couldn't play with against the Texans. And it's really sad because he could have really made a difference. It wouldn't have been as hard for the Cowboys. They won the game. But, and there's always a but.
Yeah, right.
And the problem is, it was a squeaker with the Texans. You know, if they'd have had him on the field, you know, Dak Prescott, who, believe it or not, has thrown too many interceptions since coming back. He's no Cooper Rush. You know what I mean? And, yeah. But they pay him more money, so they got to put him in. And so that I think that, that Cooper should be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, not Dak. And he's thrown a lot of interceptions.
We need Cooper Rush with Rams, though, Eddie. We need him to stay with the Rams. You know?
No, Cooper Rush is not with the Rams, is he?
Isn't Cooper Rush with the Rams? With Matt Stafford?
I thought he was with the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-mm. Not that I...
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp, sorry, wrong Cooper. We're getting him mixed up. Yeah. Okay. Well, they're both equally good because Cooper Kupp is a champ. So, yeah, they're both Coopers.
Well, so maybe I'm misstepped, but Cooper, just call the son of a gun a damn Cooper. The damn Cooper with the Dallas Cowboys should be the son of a damn quarterback. How about that?
There you go.
And how about that?
Yes.
So you and me are all right. So it doesn't matter who it is, who will be. It doesn't really matter. But Jake Ferguson has a tight end. He's a gamer. And you look at him like a – he's not a Travis Kelce from, the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, because Travis is the best tight end in football. But Jake is really good for the Cowboys, and they could use him each and every Sunday. And with him being hurt,
well, now he's going to be out. Yeah, he's going to be out with that head and neck injury. That's nothing to play with. And as we know, those head injuries
are
deadly.
That's how come they had such a bad time with the Texans. You know, they couldn't throw to the tight end. And he's a go-to guy. He's like Travis Kelce, you know, a go-to guy for Mahomes. You know, you got to go to your guys that make you – that will score and put the points on the board. You know, it's not about kicking a damn field goal. Field goals, you know, only time they win is in the last seconds of a game or OT.
Right.
You know, yeah. The field goals, you need to score – you need to score a touchdown.
Well, that's when that pressure's on, the field goals. Yeah, the field goalies, yeah. And that's when they need to make it, for sure. Absolutely, I agree. You know, those head injuries, you may not feel them then, but you're going to feel them a lot later in life, as we do, as being in the wrestling business. You know, you've got dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, all sorts of things that happen from these head and neck injuries. So honestly, you couldn't pay me enough, Eddie. You really could. You know, it's great they make all that money, but in the long run, they're not going to be alive to see it, and they're not going to be aware of it because they have Alzheimer's or anything.
Well, they can't count
it, right?
Because they'll be too stupid to count it.
Absolutely.
And,
but you know what we're going to do? We're going to be
And what we're going to do?
We're going to be right back because we can, Eddie.
All over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
You are listening to Mouthing Off. I am Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl, along with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Hey, and he calls me P.S., but you know, that's P.S. I love you, everybody out there in Mouthing Off Nation. Go ahead, Eddie, take it from here.
Well, you know, we had bad news from college football with Mike Leach, head coach of Mississippi State. He died at 61. You know, from a heart condition. And, you know, he was three seasons at State. You know, Mike revolutionized the passing game. And it all started, Patricia, let's link this in. It all started at Texas Tech with Kirk Kingsbury. And he was a head coach. Now, Kirk Kingsbury is the head coach of the NFL Cardinals. And he excelled in the offense at QB. And he set records. And wow. Mike Leach was a phenomenal, phenomenal coach. And it's just so sad to see an offensive guru like him, you know, pass away like that at such a young age.
Well, a lot of people passed, right? Well, you know, Eddie, we've lost a lot of people this week. It's been heart-wrenching, from anywhere from suicide to what I want to say from the vaccines. And I'm sorry, folks, but that stuff in the vaccines, that's causing all sorts of heart issues where people never had heart issues before. So, you know, when they say heart condition, who knows, you know? Could have been, because a lot of these sports athletes are dropping from the vaccine.
Well, they are. And it's, you know, I'm not going to get onto that, Patricia, but the bottom line is if you do what you want to do and, you know, when you're over 21 or you just do what you want to do. I don't care. I just think that a lot of people are dying, that shouldn't be dying. And, I really think that was a Leach. You know, he had pneumonia prior to this. And I always tell you about that pneumonia shot. You got to get that. It's like, that's the shot that I get. I don't get any other shots, believe me. And I just think that he was coming off of pneumonia and then bam, it hit his heart and he passed away. And we lost one of the gurus of the passing game in football. I mean, cause he set the standard at Texas Tech that Kingsbury, would never be the head coach of the Cardinals, period, in the NFL without this guy. And when you look at everything, you go like, oh wow, it's like, you know. Here's a legend, you know, in football,
right?
That loved his players and he loved what he did, and he died. I mean, yeah. It's ridiculous. But I congratulate Caleb Williams from USC for winning the award. And that's the bottom line. How about that?
I like that bottom line. Yes. Congratulations to Caleb Williams and USC, indeed. One of my teams here in California.
Yes, about time the USC did something. And you know, let's talk about my boy, Prime Time. He's like the Continental Lover, man. He's like, hey, he's like the same thing. Prime Time, let me tell you something. Fans gave Deion Sanders a standing O with chance at Colorado basketball game. You know why they gave him a standing O? Because they were, like we talked about
before. Because
he's
Deion Sanders. That's right.
No.
He's the man.
They knew. It's not only that being Deion Sanders, but it's what we talked about a few weeks ago, that Auburn should have hired this guy. That's where they missed out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't care. Auburn sucks. I hate Auburn anyway, so it doesn't matter. But Colorado, they saw something in Deion Sanders, and they knew that he could bring that charisma and a winning spirit. That's the key, winning spirit to their program in Colorado. And that stupid Auburn or any team in the SEC didn't hire Deion Sanders, you're friggin' stupid. And the bottom, I look at it this, Colorado, he's going to turn them around and they're going to be winners because he's a winner. I mean, he's
Absolutely.
Won Super Bowls. He's, you know.
He's the man that can. I mean, he was. Like I said, he's the man that can, Eddie. And you know what?
Yes.
Auburn lost the shot. They lost the deal completely. And, you know, not very bright on their behalf. They're already bad. So now they're going to be even worse.
Well, when you look at it, Patricia, maybe that the stars in the sky said, maybe Colorado is the right place to go. And when he shows up, he's gonna turn it around. And that's what I'm so excited about. They're gonna have Prime Time in Colorado. And they need Prime Time. And he will jolt them and make them a winner because he's a winner. You know, it's like me. I've always said, Patricia, I'm going to win because I've been a winner. I don't know how to do anything else but win. And neither does Deion. And he's a Prime Time and I'm the Continental Lover. And so when you look at that, we're going to go and do what we have to do to win the game. And that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. You know, it's all about all these asses that talk about winning who, you know, they're just tired. They can't win. They couldn't win if they tried. And they're a bunch of losers is what they are. I'm this, I'm that. But no, you're nothing is what you are. And it is what it is, Patricia.
That I was waiting for that famous it is what it is, Eddie. There it is. I must say, though, you know, the facts about always being a winner, you know, sometimes you can look at it like, hey, I'm in it because I'm in the game. And to be in the game, you're already a winner because you're there. You're not on the outside of it. So, you know, they all give their best and congrats to everybody who plays, who wrestles, who does whatever. You know, we're all winners in this world, except for a few. I will say that, but I'm not going there.
Hey, no. Patricia, I am not going to listen to that because that's just BS. Because no, there's a certain thing that you have to have.
No, what's that thing, Eddie? What's
the
that thing?
Best.
Mm.
Well, it's the drive and the motivation, and never, ever, ever quit.
Well, that
that's
may be true.
The motivation.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean they're always a winner. There's people that have that drive and that push and that success, but they haven't won anything. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know,
well, that's their damn problem.
We're all human
because, you know, something
great. Who's the winner? My books. And I'm going to say this because we're heading towards that way. And that's Christmas is Almighty God. And thankful for that because he's my winner and he gets me through whatever I need to get through, thankfully. But Army tops Navy. Let's get to this, Eddie. Army tops Navy in first OT game in team's 123rd meeting. 20-17. Wow. So that Army is stronger than the Navy, maybe. Would that mean the Army are winners and the Navy is losers? No.
Well, I guess they suck a bunch of ships, didn't they, Patricia?
Oh, boy.
It's like, well, hey, when you look at that, you know what's really cool about that? 123 meetings. Never an OT. That's just friggin' unbelievable.
It certainly is.
And you know, here's these guys that's going to go out and risk their lives, you know, to protect us.
That's right. And you know what we're going to do and go. We're going to go and talk about more mouthing off right after this. But guess what? We're going to look, I guess, for that fifth doctor, Eddie.
Yeah, you better.
Is he in the house?
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing all over the world.
Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP original ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans. They'll let you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You're listening to Mouthing Off and the Mouthing Off Nation, all 3 million strong. I am Fast Eddie Mansfield, the continental lover, a rich woman's lover, and a poor girl's dream, along with the one and the only, the superstar herself, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, the California girl. Let's talk NFL, Patricia.
All right, Eddie, that sounds good. Tom Brady is looking like a real goat. Oh, finally.
You think?
Yeah, right? But he's that goat that's going bah all the way home. Beat by the 49ers, 35-7. That was a spanking and a spanking and ouch. Oh, my gosh. That goat. Oh, boy. That is something else. And yay for my San Francisco 49ers, by the way. California team, of course. Yes. And, you know, Dallas, if you're listening, that's for you, girl.
Well, since you're plugging everybody, here it is. Tom Brady is just as sad. I mean, he looks like a real goat. I mean, absolutely, you're right. He looks like a real goat. the south end of a northbound goat that he's like 6-7. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are like 6-7. They need to fire their head coach. I mean, he sucks. He really sucks. And I just got to tell you, Tom Brady sucks too. And, you know, when you're 6-7, Patricia, that's not good.
No. Nope.
It's just horrible. It really is bad, 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 bad.
Not for his retirement days. It certainly isn't. He should have went down with the glory on the last time. Not to come back, try to make the Bucks win, because he's just going out with a bang, but a bad bang. It's like chitty, chitty, bang,
well,
bang.
Well, you know, he's, Patricia, he's killing everything that he made great. And, you know, it's like I just said, they need to fire the head coach, because him and Tom Brady are not singing out of the same hymn book. And that's just really sad. And the Buccaneers are better than the way they're playing. But when you're 6-7, the whole NFL South, they all got losing records.
That's right.
What does that tell you?
So, Eddie, by the way, since you think the head coach is so bad, just coincidental, I'm going to introduce your jabronis of the week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Ooh, was that you?
Nope, must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his jabronis of the week.
Well, my jabroni of the week is number one. I would never, ever thought that I would ever say this in my whole life. Tom Brady, 6-7, is my number one jabroni of the week, because when you go in there and get spanked 35-7, you only put up 7 points, Patricia, we have a problem. And at 6-7, I can't remember when Tom Brady ever lost 7 games. Can you?
No, he was my hero, but now he is just a goat going
No, well, he's when you make the jabroni of the week, that's sad.
He's wearing
you look at Jerry Jones.
Head.
Yeah. Well, you look at Jerry Jones. Okay. Well, he tells Odell Beckham. Yeah. Odell Beckham. He is not ready to play football. He's not in shape to play football. I'm not going to give you any money. We'll do a deal next year. But so far, you're not good enough to play with the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, all these guys, they want to go from one team to one team. You know, it's like, hey, Odell Beckham, let me tell you something, pal. from a former pro athlete and a very successful television producer, I'm going to tell you this. You need to strap yourself in and grow up and be a grown-ass man and act like a damn professional instead of what you're acting like now. Don't go to the Dallas Cowboys or any other damn team when you're out of shape, you haven't played, you haven't done anything, expect them to give you damn money. That's all you guys want now. It's all about the damn money. Get your ass in shape and play like you deserve the damn money. Go catch the damn ball. Only thing you're known for, Odell Beckham, you're a damn joke.
All right.
Is that one-handed catch that you made? Who gives a damn about your damn one-handed catch? How many touchdowns have you made? How many games have you won? How many of this have you done? You haven't done much. You're all show and no go. And that's for me. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. How about that?
Ooh.
And
beep, beep.
Patricia? It's a joke. I mean, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the new segment, Player. That really sucks.
And now, Mouthing Off presents this week's Player Who Really Sucks.
Oh, Deshaun Watson. Can you believe? Okay, they paid him all this money to be the face of the Cleveland Browns as a person who takes advantages of women, and I don't need to tell you about that. People, you've already been down that road, Patricia, and I'm not going to voice that on this radio, but you know what I'm talking about. When you go in and abuse 23 women, you got a problem. And you want to be the face of the Cleveland Browns. And when you show back up, you can't even score a damn touchdown. You can't even a passing touchdown is what I'm saying.
Right.
So they paying you all this money to be abusing women, and you can't even show up and throw a touchdown. You're a damn loser. Deshaun Watson, yeah, you got money, but you know something? Always remember about money. It can only take you so far. It will only take you so far. Because, you know something? You're just a dumbass. And you're abusing women. And I do not respect you. I don't care who you are, what you are. That's how come they got rid of you in Texas. Because you're a joke, and you are still a joke. And don't you ever forget, the Houston Texans have suffered because of you. And the fans in Texas have suffered because of you. Now you're going to bring your happy ass up to Cleveland and abuse the women up in Cleveland. Hey, once a sex offender, always a sex offender. You're not going to change.
Right.
You're just going to change the winner.
Help him and all that money's not going to make him a winner. Speaking of.
No, he's going to lose. In the end, you know something? Yeah, you know how much money he's already paid out? It's millions. Believe me. And what he's done to women. And I can't believe the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe. Yeah, they did. He did. And he's got two more to pay off. Yeah. I can't believe that. The NFL, Patricia, allowed him to still play a suspension. But it's okay. All these black guys can abuse all these women, and it's okay. If it's a white guy, it's different. Okay? Well, it's a different standard. And I don't stand for that. You know, everybody's equal in this world. And if you do something bad, you need to be paid for it. I mean, you need to pay for
it.
You
need to be punished. Any race that, you know, abuses power and money and abuses and uses that and abuses women is wrong. And it abuses anybody, man, women, children. They need to be punished. Absolutely. And that's sad for the NFL.
Well, they made it a race card. And that's BS to me. It's wrong. I don't care what color you are.
That's part of that.
I mean, I would be saying the same thing about a white guy. It doesn't really matter. I mean, because it's wrong. It's just absolutely damn wrong. And what kind of example are you setting with the Cleveland Browns that you allow an abuser of women to be the face of your damn franchise? Are you nuts?
Well, the Cleveland Browns probably are. Isn't that a shame? And let's hope they don't. Let's hope they wake up, you know, get out of that woke situation.
Yeah, because, you know, I look at your situation and, you know, because, you know, we're really close, you know, doing a show and all this other stuff. I know your background, and I know that when you look at Deshaun Watson, you're like going, why in the hell is this guy the face of the Cleveland Browns in the NFL after abusing all these women? But our bottom line is this, it's wrong.
Right.
You can't do that, girls.
No.
And I will not stand by it. I will not cheer for the Cleveland Browns, period. I'm done with the Cleveland Browns.
That's right. But, you know, my situation, everything will be out in a book and movie. So I might add, since you're talking about that, but stay tuned, everybody, Mouthing Off listeners. It's a lot different than this. But let's go to my power play. I'm pretty excited to talk about my power player of the week, Eddie.
Let's go to Patricia's power player of the week.
And it's going to be power plays. And what it is the 2023 NFL draft. Alabama has top two prospects in the updated top 150 rankings that I want to bring up. So this is what it's going to be. And I'm excited to say the college football regular season, and we're going college, has concluded, and social media timelines are being littered with transfer portal and NFL draft decisions. As you know, Eddie, NFL draft analyst Ryan Wilson, Chris Trapasso, and myself compiled our rankings and created an updated look at the top 150 prospects, which I'm well aware of a few of these guys. You and I have spoke about them. But anyway, we're going to talk about, now I'm going to say this right, and please correct me if I get it wrong. It's Penei Sewell. Right? Crucial catch, breaking down the NFL season's best play. So December is here, and the NFC North air is filled with great tidings and joy. Oh, yes, joy. Not because of the holiday season, but because multiple teams are still playing meaningful football, and it's fun to watch. You've got Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins going off in Minnesota. Justin Fields running over Chicago. Christian Watson catapulting Green Bay's offense in relevance again. But nothing, I mean nothing, is more fun than what we saw this past Sunday in Detroit. The Vikings were attempting to mount a comeback, down just one score. The Lions, after KJ Osborne touchdown with just under 3 minutes to play. So my power play is the wonderful Lions. Right tackle, Penei Sewell. Let's say it right. Sewell iced the game for Detroit. He iced the game, Eddie.
Yeah, and what we're going to do, Patricia?
Yes, Eddie.
We're going to be back right after this.
Mouthing off all around the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
We are back with listening to Mouthing Off. Thank you for all you wonderful Mouthing Off listeners. And my co-host is wonderful, Fast Eddie Mansfield. And along with me, Patricia Summerland. Hey, Eddie, you know what? We've got a great show. And I still can't believe Deshaun Watson. And I just want to say, you know, everyone out there, that's pathetic. It's sad. It's sick. This guy deserves to be behind bars. And that just tells you what money does and how they can pay off corruptness, you know, a sexual assault like that. It's sad, Eddie. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, you, and I like the problem, the Cleveland Patricia, Browns, but it's like 24 sexual assaults. It's not like one.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? That's insane, right? It's insane.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm all about empowering women. And I hire, in my production, I hire a bunch of girls, and they never have that kind of, you know, treatment. They only treat it great. And that's how come they want to work for me. And I look at this and the way the NFL and NBA does things, it's just not right. It's just not right for society, and it's just not right, period. And to allow this guy to play, and he's just not that damn good. Tell you the truth, his ass needs to be in jail. I have a lot of respect for you, and you know that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know what you've gone through, and the world will know that soon. But it's like when you look at the Deshaun Watson. How in the hell would you put him as a quarterback in the face of the Cleveland Browns, one of the most historic franchises in football?
Yeah, I agree. I just hope they turn that around, Eddie. But, you know, on a lighter note, you know, it's tis the season. I hope everyone out there stays safe, you know, and enjoy shopping and, you know, strap yourself in, because that's it until next week for more Mouthing Off. We'll see you later.